Paris, Notre Dame Cathedral Burns, Charred Timbers of Medieval Spire Collapse. By Oliver J. J. Lane on April 15, 2019. A major fire has engulfed the famed medieval Notre Dame Cathedral in central Paris, destroying the ancient timber roof, bringing down the central spire, and threatening the bell towers. The cathedral was in the process of a period of restoration, and in the past couple of days has had 16 bronze statues removed from the roof area in recent days to facilitate work. The fire appears to have started in the roof where work is taking place. This live wire has now closed. Get the latest at Breitbart London. Update 1200, treasures saved by hero chaplain. Treasures including the Crown of Thorns relic and important works of art were saved thanks in part, at least, to the work of the chaplain of the Parisian Fire Brigade. Get more on this at Breitbart London. Update 0900, fire totally extinguished. Finally, and nearly 15 hours after the fire began, all flames have now been put out. Speaking at just before 0900 BST, Paris's fire department confirmed the whole fire is extinguished, reports Le Parisien. Now the recovery begins. A selection of the latest pictures from Paris Tuesday morning as the fire was put out for good. Update 0337, some social media users mock and laugh at the tragedy. Breitbart London's Chris Tomlinson reports on some social media users mocking the tragedy. Social media has seen a variety of reactions following the tragic fire at Paris' iconic Notre Dame Cathedral Monday, but some users chose to mock and laugh at those expressing sorrow. Several accounts on Twitter expressed mockery over the loss of the 850-plus-year-old cathedral, which has become an icon of the city of Paris since the medieval era. Twitter user at Sarah Sahim, a writer for Rolling Stone magazine, Teen Vogue and The Independent newspaper wrote, "Notre Dame burning is cosmic karma for all the historical sites and artifacts France destroyed and stole when being colonialist scum." Read the rest here. Update 0319, devastated art world wept and watched as Notre Dame burned. AP, Notre Dame, a survivor of wars and revolutions, has stood for centuries as not merely the greatest of the Gothic cathedrals and a towering jewel of Western architecture. It has stood, in the words of one shell-shocked art expert, as one of the great monuments to the best of civilization. And so it was that across the globe Monday, a stunned and helpless art world wept alongside the people of France as a massive fire ravaged the beloved cathedral. "It's not one relic, not one piece of glass, it's the totality," she said, struggling to find words expansive enough to describe the cathedral's significance. "It's the very soul of Paris, but it's not just for French people. For all humanity, it's one of the great monuments to the best of civilization." More on the art world reaction, including photos of Notre Dame's artistry throughout the ages, read here. Update 0242, the fire is completely under control. AFP, a huge fire that devastated Notre Dame Cathedral is under control, the Paris Fire Brigade said early Tuesday after firefighters spent hours battling the flames. "The fire is completely under control. It is partially extinguished, there are residual fires to put out," said spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Gabriel Plus. Update 0120, photos from inside the fire-damaged cathedral. Some photos of the cathedral's interior show it is damaged, but not destroyed. A Reuters diagram shows the areas of the cathedral damaged by the fire. Update 0057, Vatican statement on the fire at Notre Dame, a symbol of Christianity. Breitbart's Tom Williams reports on the message sent by the Vatican concerning the fire at Notre Dame. "With shock and sadness, the Holy See received the news of the terrible fire that devastated the Cathedral of Notre Dame, symbol of Christianity in France and the world," reads the communique, which the Vatican made available to Breitbart News. "We extend our closeness to French Catholics and to the people of Paris and ensure our prayers for the firefighters and those who are doing all they can to deal with this tragic situation," the Vatican said. Read the rest here. Update 0050, prayers and support from around the world. AP, the world reacted with shock, horror and prayers to the massive fire Monday at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, united in grief and in solidarity with the people of France. As the flames tore through the 12th century cathedral, Spain's prime minister offered France the help of his country in the recovery. "The fire is a catastrophe for France, for Spain and for Europe," Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sánchez tweeted, adding that the flames are destroying 850 years of history, architecture, painting and sculpture. French President Emmanuel Macron told reporters near the scene that he will seek international help, including the greatest talents in the world, to rebuild Notre Dame. U.S. President Donald Trump, speaking at the start of an appearance in Minnesota, spoke of the terrible, terrible fire that devastated one of the great treasures of the world. "It's a part of our growing up, it's a part of our culture, it's a part of our lives," Trump said of the landmark. Former U.S. President Barack Obama posted an old photo of himself, his wife and their two daughters lighting candles in the cathedral. "Notre Dame is one of the world's great treasures, and we're thinking of the people of France in your time of grief," Obama said on Twitter. The Vatican said Pope Francis has seen with shock and sadness the news of the terrible fire that has devastated the Cathedral of Notre Dame, symbol of Christianity in France and in the world. Cardinal Timothy Dolan, the Archbishop of New York, prayed at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan for intercession. "God preserve this splendid house of prayer, and protect those battling the blaze," Dolan said in a statement. Jeff Ament, bass player for Pearl Jam, remembered spending hours at the cathedral in his first visit, in 1991, with record executive Michael Goldstone. "Thinking about Paris," Ament tweeted, with photos of the cathedral. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres tweeted that he is horrified, calling the cathedral a unique example of world heritage. In Russia, the Russian Orthodox Church's Secretary for Inter-Christian Relations Hieromonk Stefan called the fire a tragedy for the entire Christian world and for all who appreciate the cultural significance of this temple, the state news agency RIA Novosti reported. On Twitter, Trump suggested using planes to drop water on the flames. France's civil security agency said that wasn't feasible. "All means are being used, except for water bombing aircrafts which, if used, could lead to the collapse of the entire structure of the cathedral," the agency tweeted. Update 0040, the soul of the French nation. AFP, the soul of the French nation is disappearing. The very heart of Paris and France were wounded today, added Stefan Bern, a journalist who has long campaigned for the defense of the country's cultural heritage. For more about the history of the cathedral, including historic photos through the years, read here. Update 2224, Macron promises to rebuild. AP, French President Emmanuel Macron has promised to rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral and says he is seeking international help to restore the Paris landmark. Macron said after the French capital's fire chief announced the emergency response had changed into a monitoring and mop-up operation. "The worst has been avoided, although the battle is not yet totally won." Macron said a national fundraising campaign to restore Notre Dame would be launched Tuesday, and he called on the world's greatest talents to help. The French leader credited the courage and great professionalism of firefighters with sparing Notre Dame's facade and two landmark towers from being destroyed. AP, the Paris prosecutor's office says investigators are treating the blaze that destroyed part of Notre Dame as an accident for now. The prosecutor's office said late Monday they have ruled out arson in Monday's fire, including possible terror-related motives for starting the blaze. Prosecutors say Paris police will conduct an investigation into involuntary destruction caused by fire. Update 2205, structure saved. Some glimmers of hope this evening, Le Figaro reports the comments of Secretary of State to the Minister of the Interior Laurent Nunez, who says the structure of the cathedral has been saved, despite having lost the roof. And that is to say nothing of the interior. Nunez said, "The fire has gone down in terms of intensity, so we think that the structure of Notre Dame is saved, especially the North Belfry. The structure of Our Lady of Paris is saved and preserved in its entirety," Fire Commander Jean-Claude Gallet said, noting that two-thirds of the roof has been destroyed. However, the cathedral's rectangular towers have been saved. Gallet said that firefighters were able to save the structure by stopping the flames from spreading to the North Tower belfry. The fire chief noted that one firefighter was injured and that fire crews will continue their work through the night to cool down the structure. Update 2200, worshippers sing as cathedral burns. Hundreds, if not thousands of the faithful gathered around the cathedral to pray and sing songs of worship. Our full report on that. The Associated Press reports that Paris Archbishop Michel Aupetit has encouraged priests across France to ring the bells of their churches in a call for prayers, and claims that the major artifacts and works of art were saved from the cathedral from French media. Update 2140, The Arbiters of Truth. A peculiar twist on the other side of the Atlantic, as YouTube flagged a video of the Notre Dame fire as conspiracy theory content. Another great success for the impartial internet police. Update 2130, Macron visits the scene. French President Emmanuel Macron arrived at the scene of the fire earlier this evening alongside Prime Minister Edouard Philippe and Culture Minister Franck Riester, where they had discussions with emergency services leaders. Earlier, President Macron tweeted, "Our Lady of Paris in flames. Emotion of a whole nation. Thought for all Catholics and for all French. Like all our countrymen, I'm sad tonight to see this part of us burn." Other religious and political leaders, including U.S. Vice President Donald Trump, also took to social media to express their condolences and sense of loss over the destruction of such a priceless cultural heirloom and symbol of the Christian faith. Update 2100, pictures, night falls on Paris. The Paris skyline is backlit by fire this evening, after a fire that broke out on the roof of the city's famous cathedral in the late afternoon spread out of control. After collapsing the nave roof and central spire, flames appeared to spread to one of the rectangular bell towers that face onto the great square before the medieval building. Despite an enormous effort to save the building, the Associated Press reports that the Paris Fire Brigade has said they may be unable to save the building at all. Some pictures as evening closes in on a traumatic day for Paris. Update 2045, pictures, Parisians look on. Update 2035, everything is burning, nothing will remain from the frame. A Notre Dame spokesman has said they expect for the roof to be a total loss. Flames were seen rising inside the bell towers after the collapse of the spire. Read more in Breitbart London's article on the cathedral spokesman's comments. Update 2025, what is being lost? As USVP Mike Pence notes, Notre Dame is an iconic symbol of faith to people all over the world. It is also a core element of the self-identity of Paris. To counter the images of the cathedral being destroyed, some images of it in the recent past. What is civilization? I don't know. I can't define it in abstract terms, yet. But I think I can recognize it when I see it. Turning to Notre Dame, Clark added, "And I'm looking at it now." Posted by Architectural Revival on Monday, April 15, 2019. And now some historic images. This, from the liberation of Paris from Nazi occupation during the Second World War in 1944. Paris in the springtime. Update 2000, Parisian island home of Notre Dame evacuated as fire burns. Le Parisien reports the Île de la Cité, a natural island in the Seine within the city of Paris, is to be evacuated with emergency shelters being opened in Paris to take in some 1,000 people who inhabit the island. Update 1945, a history of roof fires. The apparent circumstance of the blaze, which is slowly destroying the in parts 13th century roof of the Paris Notre Dame Cathedral, bears superficial similarities to the partial destruction of the Basilica of Saint Donatien and Saint Régation in Nantes, France. Workmen were engaging in weatherproofing work on the roof when the equipment they were using caused the timbers of the roof to burn. As mentioned in Update 1855, restoration work can be an extremely vulnerable time for historic buildings, as ancient timbers come into close proximity to power tools, work lights, chemicals, and other potential sources of ignition. This photograph from 2015. Given the size and historic importance of Notre Dame, it could be a decade or more before rebuilding work is completed, assuming increasingly secular France decides to embark upon that project. Notre Dame took almost two centuries to build, in several stages. A 54-year-old Parisian told French newspaper Le Parisien, "It's a disaster, but we will fix it. We do not have a choice. We are in Easter week. At the end, there will be a resurrection." Update 1930, the soul of France bleeds at the beginning of Holy Week. Conservative MP Nicolas Dupont-Aignan, the leader of the Débat France party, reacted with shock to the fire, writing, "See the flames and the thick smoke above Paris, I have tears in my eyes." The outspoken critic of mass migration, who ran as the prime minister candidate for populist Marine Le Pen in the French presidential election second round in 2017, added, "The soul of France bleeds at the beginning of Holy Week. Nearly 1,000 years of our civilization is being consumed before our eyes." Update 1915, roof over the nave has totally burnt away. This dramatic image shows the eastern end of the cathedral, which has now totally lost its roof. The image is a stark contrast with a similar view of the same end of the church less than an hour ago. The fire may now threaten the integrity of the cathedral's famous rose window. Update 1905, the spire of Notre Dame Cathedral has collapsed. Eyewitnesses to the huge fire engulfing Notre Dame recorded the moment the central spire collapsed. The fire has now spread to the bell towers. The splintered remains of the spire can be seen in this Getty image. Update 1855, fire may have started during restoration work. Until Monday's fire, Notre Dame Cathedral was undergoing major restoration work. France's AFP reported 3 days ago. 16 bronze statues briefly took to the skies over Paris after they were removed from the Notre Dame Cathedral to undergo restoration work. Tourists at the world-famous landmark were left stunned on Thursday as the statues, representing the 12 apostles and the 4 evangelists from the New Testament, were lifted off the spire of the cathedral by crane. What's unique is that it's the first time we've seen them up close since they were set up by Viollet le Duc in the 1860s. Maria Lendidier, who is in charge of the renovation work, told AFP. Its spire, like the rest of the Gothic edifice, is undergoing a €11 million, $12.4 million, overhaul financed by the French state to repair damage inflicted by time, pollution and the weather. "Extraordinary," said Sofiane, an onlooker from London, as the statues flew through piercing blue skies suspended from a giant 100-meter, 300-foot, crane. "I'll never see anything like it again. Once all have been renovated, they will be put back to their position staring out over the City of Light in 2022. The spire mentioned in the report now appears to be a complete loss, and firefighters at the scene say part of the roof has now collapsed. Considered one of the finest examples of French Gothic architecture, the Notre Dame de Paris, on the bank of the Seine River, dates back to the 12th century and is one of the major landmarks of Paris, is recognized by its flying buttresses and its large, round north rose window. The cornerstone of the cathedral was laid in 1163 in the presence of Pope Alexander III. Images taken by press photographers from the roof of the church just last week show the significant extent of the restoration work taking place on the nearly 700-year-old structure. Scaffolding can be seen spanning the roof in preparation for the removal of 16 copper statues of the apostles ahead of their restoration. The statues were flown up through the use of straps and a crane on Friday. Firefighters believe the blaze is potentially linked to the renovation work of the building, reports Le Figaro. Restoration work can be a particularly vulnerable time for historic buildings when power tools and other potential sources of combustion come into close contact with dry timbers and other building materials. The United Kingdom suffered the near-total loss of a significant historic building, but on a smaller scale, in 2017 when the building thought to be the oldest hotel in the country, and one of the oldest in the world, burnt down during building work taking place on another historic building next door, which spread. Update 1845, President Trump calls on French authorities to act quickly to save historic treasure. The world watches on as one of the most important buildings in Western Christianity burns, including U.S. President Donald Trump, who has suggested a major intervention to quell the flames. He took to Twitter to write, "So horrible to watch the massive fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. Perhaps flying water tankers could be used to put it out. Must act quickly." A police force commander told a Le Figaro reporter on the scene that the fire will burn a long time. Meanwhile, Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo has spoken out. "A terrible fire is underway at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. The fire brigade is trying to control the flames. We are mobilized on site in close connection with the Diocese of Paris. I invite each and everyone to respect the perimeter of security." Update 1840, videos from the scene. Footage of the fire, which is now consuming the historic central spire of the cathedral, is spreading on social media. The story is developing, more follows. The Associated Press and AFP contributed to this report.